Hey, racing fans, this is Eddie the Hat here with another edition of Backstretch Talk, which, of course, is brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. And, folks, if you weren't on board with us this past weekend, well, you missed out. That's all I'm going to say. I had a great day out at Santa Anita on Saturday and Sunday. Mediocre day on Friday, but that's the thing about horse racing is you can have one bad day, two bad days, and then snap out of it, and then some on the following day. So certainly the case. We're having a good meeting so far, very strong. Our bankroll plays have been clicking. Our clocker information has been spot on. And what can I tell you? Visit us right now, horseracing-selections.com, and get on board with us. All right, today is Wednesday, January 12th. So that means that we're going to be looking at the races the past week out at Santa Anita. This will include Friday, January 7th through Sunday, January 9th. Not a whole lot to talk about, but we do have a few horses that we want to discuss on our Trips and Trouble Notes segment. And again, you're listening to Backstretch Talk, brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. All right, let's turn the clock back to Friday, January 7th here. We're going to take a look at the outside horse here, Tartini. Now, this was a horse that we really liked here, freshening. We liked the work pattern. We had some good information on this gelded son of Giant Causeway's drills. He didn't disappoint. He ran third. But he didn't run as sharp as we thought that that he might. But now, albeit this guy's 8 years old now, so maybe he needed a tune-up, and this certainly was the race for that. So we are going to circle Tartini. We suggest you do as well, and give him a look back in his next start, which will most likely be again out at Santa Anita for the Mark Glatt stable. And now we're going to turn to Saturday, the 8th, January 8th, and we're going to look at Soy Tapatio. Really heady ride here by the apprentice, Diego Herrera. This kid not only rides during the day at Santa Anita, but he also rides at night at Los Alamitos. He is a workaholic, and he's 17 years old. Definitely a gentleman that you're going to want to keep your eye on. That is Diego Herrera. And he gave this Doug O'Neill horse a polished ride at $6.80. And liked the way he broke his maiden here in his fifth career start. So we are going to circle the son of Not This Time and give him a look first time versus winners. Now keep in mind, first time versus winners is a huge step up. We always advise caution when we release maiden winners coming back the next time. But if we're circling a horse and we're telling you to do the same, it means that we were impressed with the way they broke their maiden and they could come right back and win again. So Soy Tapatio is going to be one that we are suggesting a playback, or at least give him a second glance versus winners. The third race on Saturday here, Dutch Painting was a late scratch, and we're going to take a look here at Sugary under Kent DeSormo. Folks, we don't bash riders. We don't criticize riders. You know, they have the guts and they have the courage to do something that I never would have. But I got to tell you, I was disappointed in this guy's last two rides under Kent DeSormo. Again, this now nine-year-old mare was stuck inside and just really didn't have an opportunity to stretch her legs and accelerate late, but she did run a decent third in this race. Let's look for her back. We're going to circle her and give her another look next time. I got to tell you, I wouldn't myself... I wouldn't be disappointed seeing a different rider next time, just maybe to shake things up a little bit. I know Kent's riding really well. It's hard to knock him, but I just myself Haven't been real thrilled with the last two rides aboard this mare. So anyway, we're going to follow her back and give her another shot. On Saturday in the eighth race here, this was the Santa Ynez Stakes. How about the effort here? The win by Under the Stars, Flavion Pratt, for Bob Baffert, coming back at $3.80. This horse looked really, really solid, coming back off of a nice maiden win. This was a horse that we was on our horse to watch list from several segments back. So you can see that if they look impressive winning their breaking their maiden, and they catch our eye, they can certainly come back and do good things. And this was a perfect example of that. Under the Stars coming back in a Grade Two, fresh off a maiden win. Congratulations to the Connections. They have something special here. We saw that in her maiden win. And Pioneer of the Nile, daughter, deserves to be followed again because she certainly does look to have a nice, bright future. Turning the clock and the calendar to Sunday, the 9th. How about Shut Up Michael? This was a horse that very, very well intended in this gelding's North America debut back at Del Mar, and just had a horrendous trip. If you watch the tapes, if you watch the replays, folks, you're going to see that this horse had absolutely no shot. Came back on Sunday here in the third and got the trip that he needed, got the job done, and looked very impressive doing it at what we think was an overlaid 660 price. But we took it. We hope you did too. And Shut Up Michael is going to be a horse that we're going to circle and follow as well. And finally, on Sunday's fifth race here, Epoch, the number three horse here, a first-time starter for the Keith DeSormo barn, Ryan Curtolo rode. Okay debut, we expected more. The horse flashed decent early speed, just got a little bit rubber-legged, tired in the stretch. Ryan didn't beat him up in the lane, kind of just gave him a nice education debut here, so we expect better from him. And that is out of Sunday's fifth race, Epoch, the number three horse. Circle him and let's bet him back at Santa Anita. All right, that's gonna do it. I told you we didn't have a lot to talk about this week, but that's the way it goes. We hope that that you join us out at Santa Anita. Go ahead, get on board with us at horseracing-selections.com. Racing returns out at Santa Anita, the great race place, on Friday with first post at 12:30. Hope to see you there. Until then, good luck at the races, cash some tickets, and we'll be talking to you again soon.